to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I keep thinking about Wake Forest pulling out of that game against Mississippi. Lane Kiffin upset about it. Show business, Lane. Not show friends. Bruce Barnum, Portland State football coach, joining us. You had a weird one last week. I bet you didn't have whooping cough on the bingo card.
Not at all, John. Not at all. Thanks for having us. That was a new one. Haven't experienced that. You never know. You never know what's going to be thrown at you. So,
did you know it was coming, or at what point do you know? Hey, we got an issue, or is it just one of these things where, like, you got a few guys sick, and then all of a sudden, once you realize it, what it is, you're thinking, well, who are they in meetings with?
Well, it was that combined, honestly. I didn't find out till late Thursday night, I think they had, they announced, and it was back and forth tracing, who has it. Yada, yada. And I'll tell you what, it's nasty. I've got one student athlete right now who's down 25 pounds. So, but just dealing with that. But it was a go. I went home. It was a go, and then it went back and forth. It sounded, I wasn't part of all the brass talking, but it sounded like it was kind of medical staff is doing this on both sides, and both teams are ready to go, and then that's what it sounded like. That was the discussions going on.
The radio crew for South Dakota apparently thought that, like, it was a joke, that the game was canceled, and I get why. They would be like, okay, you're kidding, joke's over. But how did they take it? Like, were you there at the stadium when this decision is ultimately made, or where are you?
No, we were about to leave. I just walked over. Back over from team breakfast, pregame. And we had done a couple things to make sure we could play the game, sign a waiver, and we're, the guys had about, 45 minutes to get on the bus and came back here and found out. So, yeah, I mean, everybody's disappointed. I understand that. And, you say they're disappointed and upset, understood. But, shit, at the end of the season, I'll tell you what, from what I saw, my student athletes, they might thank me and, send me a national championship ring and a bottle with a cork in it to thank me that, we didn't part, their team wasn't, wiped out like ours was. So,
people immediately, coach, said, are they not vaccinated? What happened? What do you think happened there? Because others have told me, no, you have to be careful because even that vaccination, with an 18 or 20-year-old kid, he might have had it when he was 2 years old, 4 years old, it can just wear off.
Right. We had some guys traced, John. They all, I think to a T, I saw some of the vaccination cards. They were vaccinated. It wasn't that. It was they still got it with the vaccination, is my understanding. That wasn't the issue. That would have made it easy. I don't know if it wore out. I'm learning more about it. I heard the vaccination, like for you and I, you're not as old as me, you're a pup, but the vaccination back in the day was a little different. This is just, whooping cough fodder I've heard the last, 3 days, 4 days. But the new one, the newer one, it has some, you can break through it a little bit and still catch it. So I don't know. But no, these guys were vaccinated that had it.
Boise State this week. What do you see on film? You watching that Oregon game, I'm sure.
They're a good football team. Watch that one. They got a tailback, and we moved on to that. That's the first thing we talked about Saturday. I actually talked with Boise on Saturday because they were, a little nervous.
Sure.
If we were going to make it or not. We made sure that was going to happen. I started that right away. Between that and I have four people in my – two players, two coaches who have young kids. That was my concern. Everybody's bitching about the football game. Are we going to do this? I was worried about those four kids. So we took care of them, and then – when it was canceled, we moved on to Boise, and now we're watching them. You know, they got number two. Mm-hmm. I don't know his name, the tailback, but I'll tell you what, he's spitting it against everybody. He'll tackle him and celebrate and tackle him and celebrate, and then he spits a 70. He's done it against everybody they played, so he's quality. You know, and you always, when the scouts are through, you say, hey, you know, how's that tailback from Boise? You know, hey, Barney, he's a real deal. I'm like, all right, thanks. See ya. But that's not all they have. You know, I like their quarterback. He's smart, and he's a football guy. They're solid on both sides. Their defense, I don't know who does their defense. Is it the head coach? Is it Daniel? I don't know who it is. He's pretty good. You know, he'll run blitz. He'll play zone. He'll drop eight, and he'll bring eight. I mean, he mixes it up pretty good. Whoever the hell's calling their defenses. He's been around the game a little bit. He's got an imagination. He's creative. So, you know, they're a good football team, period.
When you get a team like that in the back, like Ashton Jeanty, when you talk about trying to harness them or stop them, I mean, do you start with the run game as a defense, or is that just kind of logic that, hey, that's their strength. If we don't take away their strength, they're going to kill us?
Well, yeah, that has to be the first one. What do they want to do? I think they want to give it to two. What would you call him? Jeanty's? They want to give it to him, the tailback. And he's a player. You know, he's winning games for him. So that's priority, but there's other people. You know, you can't sleep on the rest. And you go through everything. Okay, do we use two guys? Do you use go man? Use your whole guys to, you know, saddle him the whole game like some guys do with quarterbacks that run, you know, or do you play normal and tackle all week? Because I think once on film, I've seen one guy one-on-one bring this guy down, number two. Mm-hmm. And I think he was tired because he just, you know, spit for a 70 and he got tripped up on the 2-yard line or something, so they're on the goal line. One guy tackled. I think it's the only time I've seen it. But I
Ashton,
think he was tired.
Ashton Jeanty.
Jeanty's. All right. I don't mean to call him number two.
Jeanty. When you're a football coach, you just say number two, right? That's how you do it.
Well, you watch film. They don't have their name on their jersey, you know. If they had their name on their jersey, I'd say their name. I'd be looking up names. That'd be a shit show, you know. How do you
right?
say that?
Right.
How do you pronounce that name?
Right.
You know, they got a kid from Egypt. I know I'd screw that one up. You know? So, it's easier with numbers, you know?
All right.
Easier with numbers.
You guys, your schedule's brutal, okay? It is. You're not going to make it an excuse. It just is. I'm looking at it. I don't think Portland State's ever played a schedule like this.
Right. It is what it is, John, you know? It is what it is. We got an opportunity this week. There's bonuses that come with it, you know,
right.
As far as the cash flow. And then we go FCS. After this weekend, we're FCS. Yeah. So, ready, go. And others are facing the same thing. Everybody has a tough schedule, yada, yada. Is ours brutal? Yeah. But, again, we've talked about this, half full or half empty, you know. I'd rather play FCS teams. And some of the guys we're playing are ranked, but I'd rather play them than, you know, just get some wins that don't help you in the playoffs. Here's the difference last weekend. I'm trying to get to the playoffs, right? And
yeah.
That South Dakota team, they're at the point, their program's at the point, they're trying to win a national championship. So,
yes.
And again, that's why I think at the end of the day, clicking back, you know, to the whoop, I think they'll thank me at the end of the season when they're in Frisco. Shit, they might have me speak at the banquet.
Thinking back to the whoop. I love that. All right. I'm going to track what you guys do this weekend. I think it's been a kind of a rough or strange non-conference for you guys, given the schedule and an outbreak and all that. I have to think you guys are looking forward to getting back to some normalcy and seeing some schools in your division eventually. But you're right. You got to play this game. Let me ask you a question before I cut you loose here. The Tennessee football program is two questions I'm going to pepper you with. They're adding a talent fee to their tickets, 10%. It's going to help them in the NIL space. Good idea or bad idea?
So if you're buying it don't know what the hell.
I buy a Portland State ticket.
It's an extra 10%.
Extra 10% goes to your NIL collective.
Are they telling them that?
Yes.
Or are they just saying,
yes,
hey,
they're telling them. They're up. They're raising the prices.
If that school, all those fans, boosters, season ticket holders, et cetera, you know, if they want to stay on the Rocky Top, they have to do it. Shit, I'd make it 20%.
You know, right.
You have to keep up with the Joneses until the NCAA or somebody puts a limit on what's happening.
All right, second question. I got about a minute here. But Lane Kiffin and Mississippi are mad that Wake Forest, where they were supposed to be a home-and-home, they took the home game. Wake did this year against Mississippi. It lost the game 40-6 and then immediately canceled, said we're not coming back next year. Is that a violation of code, or is that just business?
Well, there's money involved somewhere, you know.
Right.
Somebody's going to have to pay something out. So I don't know why they would do it unless they... Well, I just heard somebody the other day did it, but here's what they did. It was our level. They paid somebody 70 to get out of a contract, but they had another game that paid them 900. So that was a business decision. I'm guessing.
Right.
I don't know a damn thing about what you're talking about, but I'm guessing it was a business decision.
All right. I appreciate that. All right. Coach, we'll catch you next week. Good luck in Boise. Keep up the fight.
All right. Ready to go. Thanks, John.
All right. There he goes. Vikings coach Bruce Barnum. He said we had to deal with the whoop. I love that. The whooping cough. Well, it answered one of the questions, because one of the questions I had was about, you know, was this a vaccination issue? Or is this just a case of, by the way, how many cuss words did he have in there?
I think I had them for three or four. I can't lie, lost track.
It was pretty dense. But he's got a big game at Boise State. All right, coming up, the story of the day. I'll talk about it. I'll dive deep on it. I want you here for it. Leave it here. You got the Bald-Faced Truth statewide on the BFT Radio Network.